maybe a month before lockdown, we started to see a few clients put things on hold. No business owner likes to kind of hear those things, but at the same time, I kind of agreed, you know, nobody knew where we were going, what was going to happen. So that was quite scary, but I think it almost, the actual big impact seemed to happen overnight. And I'm sure that was the same for many other businesses that, you know, as soon as kind of lockdown kicked in, and home-based working really kicked in, that was when we seen, you know, like I said, up to 60 to 70% of our clients kind of turn off the monthly activities overnight, which was, you know, that was scary. And I think, you know, for any business, you're kind of looking at your overheads and thinking, am I going to be able to survive this? So yeah, it was certainly a scary moment for sure. We certainly had to look at the business from a strategic point of view in terms of the plans that we had made for growth. You know, we had to put those on pause. The investments that we were looking to make, we look, like I said earlier, we're looking to invest in a new premises, purchase our first premises. All those things kind of, you know, had to take a bit of a back step. On the flip side, we had to kind of adapt the business in terms of dealing with the increased number of web inquiries that we were getting. So it was a really mixed time because we had one side of the business which is starting to, you know, basically decrease in revenues, and the other side of the business was starting to pick up. The difficulty is you've got staff members there that, you know, there aren't a lot of work to really give them, but then on the other side, they're too busy. So yeah, we actually had to recruit for the digital side. And yeah, I think it was just making sure that we were kind of light on our feet and adapted to the situation, which, you know, was difficult, but I think, yeah, we made the best of a bad situation, really.